This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, hope you're with me for the open. The root's on fire. Trump's on fire. The American economy's on fire. You know, it's kind of funny because nobody understands politics better than me. You know why? Because I was a professional sports handicapper. I picked the winners of football games for 30 years before I ever got into politics. Or actually, 25 years. It kind of overlapped, and then I got into politics. But, you know, the sports handicapping business is exactly the same as politics. In sports handicapping, if you pick 10 winners, you talk about them all the time. Hey, I'm a winner. Here were my 10 games last week. I won 9 out of the 10. And if you happen to have a bad week and you lose, most sports handicappers don't talk about it. You don't lie. You don't say I went 5-0 if you went 0-5. But you only talk about the winners. And by the way, everybody does that. Lawyers do that. I always talk about this in my books when it comes to marketing and branding. One of my buddies I went to Columbia University with became a lawyer, and I went to his office in New York City. It was the fanciest office you've ever seen, with marble floors and granite on all the countertops, and all the walls were covered with cover stories in newspapers like the New York Post, New York Daily News, New York Times, the Law Review in New York, of all his big victories. And I said, man, my buddy turned into a great lawyer. You must be like 90-0. And he said, no, Wayne, actually I'm 90-90. I've won 90 and I've lost 90, but I only put the winners on the wall. And so everybody does that. It's called marketing. But I learned, you know, over 25 plus years as the top sports handicapper in America, the guy the media called the king of Vegas sports gambling, before I ever got into politics, I learned about marketing and salesmanship and branding and promotion. And you talk about and stress your winners, and you downplay your losers. That's what politics is. So when you think that Republicans and Democrats live in different worlds, if you turn on CNN tonight, or MSNBC tonight, you won't hear one of the great things that I'm talking about, you know, Trump's achieved. Not one of them. They suppress the bad news, suppress the good news about Trump, and they only tell you the bad things, no achievements, and the bad things, and they twist the bad things out of context. And when you tune into my show, it's like being in a different world. You only hear the good things. But that's because I don't see any bad things. I'm for Trump. I love Trump. I think Trump's great. I think Trump's the best modern American president in a century. And I think when his time is up, after winning a second term by a landslide, an electoral landslide, I think he'll probably go down as one of the 5 greatest presidents in the history of America. He's a great one. He's just like Reagan. Reagan's top 5. Trump should be top 5 by the time he's done. But all the things I believe in, he's doing. So I report them every night, and you get them from me, and I am unabashedly a Trump cheerleader. That's what you need. Everyone who voted for Trump, 63 million, and I believe in the next election it'll go up to like 68 million. He's easily picked up 5 million new voters. 68 million of you need to hear and be reinforced every night the good stuff that Trump has done and the winning, winning, winning. But when you tune to CNN and MSNBC and the evening news, ABC, NBC, CBS, and PBS, and sometimes even Fox News, there's lots of people on telling a very different story. Okay? And they both can be true, by the way. In other words, I did go maybe 9-1 last week as a handicapper, and then this week I went 0-5, and I only talk about the 9-1, but they're both true. So there are bad things that liberals hate about Trump that are true, that you're being told on CNN, but they leave out all the good stuff. And by the way, there might be 10 great things he achieves and maybe 4 bad ones. They point out the 4 bad ones. I point out the 10 good ones. But you go, all right, so you're both right. No, not really. I guarantee you it's always 10-4. And whoever's winning 10-4 when the football game's over or the baseball game's over or the hockey game's over, guess what you call them? Winner. So even though I don't talk about the 4 negatives and I only talk about the 10 wins, Trump's always 10-4. He's winning. Okay? I don't discuss the bad stuff because I don't care. I don't discuss a tweet I don't like. I don't care. What I discuss is his achievements. And you get to hear the celebratory achievements that we all voted him in for. And I'm telling you, all around, out of every 10, he's winning 70% of the time. That's a win. They only tell you about the 30, and they make believe the 70 never happened. That's fraud. And that's what the Democratic Party is doing. But it's also part of sales and promotion and branding and marketing. And so Democrats act like they know nothing about business. The media acts like they're not in business. Yes, they are. They know that the viewers who tune in to CNN and MSNBC, PBS and the evening news want to hear only bad stuff about Trump. So they feed them only bad stuff about Trump in order to get more viewers, more liberal viewers, and in order to therefore charge higher rates for their advertisers and therefore make billions of dollars. And that's what Trump does for the left as well as the right. You know, I went on a world tour, a global tour of Asia back in 2000. Trump won in 16 and he got inaugurated there for 17 January. And so the last week of January 17, the first week of February, Trump had just been inaugurated. I was his guest at the inauguration, and I went on a tour of Asia, six Asian countries, and I told him what to expect, and I said, the greatest economic turnaround, the greatest economy in 50 years, a Reagan-like economy. He will be our Reagan of the new generation. He will do a great job, and he will make America great again. And he's going to, you know, take special note, he's going to bring manufacturing jobs back. He's going to create millions of new jobs. Stock market's going to set all kinds of records. This is what I said in January and February of 2017 when Trump hadn't done one thing yet. I predicted it all exactly right. And I said the best, biggest beneficiary of Trump will be the media. Go buy stock in all the media companies because Trump loves chaos, crisis, and controversy. And every day will be a new wild ride, and the media will make a fortune, including the ones who hate him. And that's exactly what's happened. So more good economic news today, and the trade deal with China looks like it's going to happen next week. And Trump is cutting environmental regulations so we can create millions of new jobs and lots of new money. And when companies make money, Democrats hate it, but it means new taxes that fund the government. So actually, Democrats should love it. And an appeals court releases $3.6 billion for Trump's border wall because of my idea. My idea was to grab the money from the military budget, declare a national security emergency, grab the money from other agencies like the military, the Pentagon, and build your wall. And Trump did it, took my advice, did it, and the court ruled in his favor today. The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans lifted the curbs while the Department of Justice prepares to appeal a lower judge's decision to block the spending because of a lawsuit. And it's important to know how the vote went down. This is how everything happens. Judges. Three judges get to vote on national security of the United States, even though they know nothing about national security. Trump knows everything, gets all the briefings. They don't. They know nothing about it. They get to decide. It's so wrong. But they voted 2-1 in Trump's favor. One was a Trump appointee, voted for Trump. Another was a Reagan appointee, voted for Trump. Another was an Obama appointee, and the Obama appointee voted against Trump. 2-1, we win. But if it was three judges and two Obama judges, we lose every time. Every time you think about what makes America great, every time, the Republican-appointed judges vote for it, Democrat judges vote against it. You know, these guys want to make Iran great, they want to make Venezuela great, they want to make Haiti great, they want to make Africa, the continent, great, but they don't care about America. It's amazing. They want to screw over America every time. And this is the problem with the United States of America. This is the problem. Obama judges hate America, and they're the ones who are ruling against us. And that's what makes Trump the greatest president for conservatives ever. He's appointed more conservative judges in a short period of time than any Republican conservative president ever. And he's filling the judiciary with good guys, and so we should have lost this one 3-0 or 2-1, and instead, and we would have in 2016 or 17, but now in 2020, Trump has appointed good guys everywhere that give us the edge. Reagan had one of them, but that means one Reagan, one Obama, and the deciding rubber vote was the Trump appointee. That's the importance of President Trump. And the more judges that he appoints, the better and brighter our future will be for the United States of America and capitalism and Judeo-Christian values and the middle class and jobs and making America great again. Or actually, his new saying should be making America even greater. That's what the saying should be. I'm the branding expert. I'll give you one, President Trump. I don't like, making America great again was great. Keeping America great, okay. I like making America even greater. Even greater. And I think I got that from one of my fans. I think, if I remember correctly, one of my great viewers on Newsmax sent me that and said, get it to President Trump, making America even greater. I love that. That's a much better say. More good news. Migrant apprehensions at the border drop for the seventh straight month. So the amount of migrants getting through is lower and lower because we got Mexico to basically pay for the wall. They created a human wall. There are Mexican soldiers waiting at the border to stop them and Mexican soldiers waiting at the southern border with Guatemala and Central America to stop them. So very few people are getting through. So less and less people, illegal aliens, are coming through trying to get into America. And that's good news for the United States of America. President Trump's done a great job. Let me finish up this segment. How much time do we have left, Chris? All right, minute 10. Let me finish up this segment by giving you a precursor of what I'm going to tell you about when we get back. Number one, the governor of California is suicidal. His name is Gavin Newsom. He wants to destroy this country. He's hell-bent on destroying the country. And he's now offering free health care to illegal alien seniors. And the argument is, there aren't that many of them, so it only costs us $121 million. So here's the liberal argument. What's $121 million? It's nothing. It's a drop in the bucket. Who cares? Let's waste it. It's your taxpayer money. I'll tell you what I think about it when we get back. That's number one. And by the way, all the illegals are young. So when you pass a law that says senior citizen illegals get free health care, and you go, it's not a lot of them, and it's only $121 million. First of all, the same government always underestimates by usually 10 to 100, okay, 10 times to 100 times, every single spending bill in the history of America. They get it all wrong. If they say it's $121 million, it's probably more like a billion, at least 10 times more, $1.2 billion. But in the next few years, all those young people get older and older, and 3 decades from now, there's so many illegal alien seniors, it'll be a trillion. I'll tell you about it when we get back. Democrats suicide. This is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges formulas work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. I mean, I got it so right. One of my buddies who was with me all those years, he was the manager of my operation, general manager of my operation, when I was the king of sports handicapping long before I got in politics. And he's watching, he has two TVs next to each other right now. He's watching my show, and he's watching a state of the city address by the mayor of Las Vegas. And he's going, it's unbelievable, Wayne. You're the only guy who understands it. You got it exactly right. The mayor is just announcing all the wonderful things that have happened and all the great things that have happened and leaving out all the bad things. There's so much bad news about Vegas, but there's also good news. And the mayor's only quoting the good news, and they just clap and clap and clap like trained seals. Oh, that's wonderful. But no one ever mentions the bad news. They leave it all out, and this is what politicians do. They do 10 things, 7 of them wrong, 3 right, and they only talk about 3. Or usually with Democrats, 9 wrong and 1 right, and they only talk about the 1 they did right. They forget the other 9. And by the way, that's what Chris Cuomo, Don Lemon, and Rachel Maddow do. Every prediction they make is wrong, but they get 1 right, and they say, see, I'm a genius. They forget about the 9 out of 10 they got wrong. And then Wayne Root gets 9 out of 10 right, and they actually write stories about the 1 I got wrong and say, see, he's a conspiracy theorist. They forget the 9 I got right. It's total fraud, but it's also salesmanship and marketing and promotion. It's kind of a combination of all of it mixed with fraud. And that's what they do. That's what liberals do. Nobody actually lies, because in the media, if you actually lie, you lose your job. So you don't lie. You're telling the truth about what Wayne Root said or what Donald Trump said. You're even telling the truth about Donald Trump did something and it hurt somebody. You're not mentioning it helped 20 million middle-class people and it hurt 8 poor people. But you go find the 8 poor people and you stress that Donald Trump hurt 8 poor people and 7 of them were black. That means he's a racist. You don't mention 20 million were helped. Same thing with Obamacare. Obamacare destroyed every middle-class American, every small business owner. But it helped people who didn't have health insurance. Now they've got it. Big deal. You gave them free stuff. I could become famous and rich giving out nothing but free stuff. Can you imagine if I did that in the private sector? I'm Wayne Root, and everything's free. Well, if everything's free, everyone's going to take it. So then I'm Santa Claus. Isn't that great? That's Democrats' claim to fame. They're Santa Claus. They give away free stuff, and they claim that's a win. They don't mention it came from somebody. It came from middle-class America and small business, and you destroyed them all. You know? One of my buddies today, the manager of the car dealership, I brought my car in for service. And he told me my wife had to go back to work because she didn't have health insurance. She was with the Obamacare exchange, and I was the only guy working in the family. And the health insurance went up to $2,000 a month on Obamacare. And I said, $2,000 a month? I thought you get health insurance from your company, the car dealer. He said, yeah, I do, but my wife and my two kids don't. So I said, your wife and your two kids alone were $2,000 a month on the Obamacare exchange? He said, that's right. That's how high it is now. So she went back to work. Now she gets free health care. Everybody wants free, free, free. And the only way to get it free is to charge the suckers $2,000 a month. They used to pay $500. Now you pay $2,000. But Democrats don't mention that. You're right that some people had no health insurance. Now they have it free. But you had to rip off 50 million middle-class people and 30 million small business owners to give those guys free. The rest of us got screwed. You'll never mention that in a speech. It's amazing. I got it all down. I figured it out. That's why they all hate me so much. I'm the only guy who understands this, because the rest of the people in the media, the conservatives, they've never been in business. And they sure weren't sports handicappers, so they don't understand this theory that you win 9 out of 10, you talk about it, you lose 9 out of 10, you don't mention it. That's politics. I've got the whole thing down. Every politician should be a sports handicapper, and every sports handicapper should be a politician. It's the entire shtick of every politician in America. But here's the thing. I talk about the winners for Donald Trump. He's got a lot more winners than losers. So it's fair. It's not fair what the Democrats do. Trump wins 9 out of 10. They only talk about the one. That's not fair. That's bordering on fraud. So now let's talk about Gavin Newsom. Well, I guess we're almost out of time, right? Chris, 90 seconds. Well, I guess we'll talk about it when we get back. Gavin Newsom, I said we'd talk about it when I get back to this break. Now we'll talk about it when we get back for the next break. I promise. Not only Gavin Newsom offering free health care to illegal alien seniors, but also Nancy Pelosi thinks all illegals are angels, little angels. Well, guess what? It turns out over 90% of the illegal aliens that were arrested in 2019 had criminal convictions or pending charges, with an average of 4 crimes per illegal alien. And those crimes included things like, you know, murder, rape, sexual assault, robberies, kidnappings. They're not such angels, are they? And we're letting them in our country, and the borders are open, and we're letting them collect welfare, and we're giving them free health insurance and free health care, and we're letting them vote. We must be insane. We really must be. Wayne Allyn Root. Remember, Democrats only tell you the good stuff. There's 5 of them that work, and they pay taxes into the system. They actually collect the paycheck, not cash. There's 5 of them. They'll go with a camera, and they'll find those 5 and put them on MSNBC and say, see? Illegals are wonderful people. It's just pure fraud and a little bit of promotion and marketing and salesmanship mixed in. Watch for it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is remaining coy regarding sending two articles of impeachment against President Trump over to the Senate. Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham says now is the time to act.
So what I would suggest we do, if we have to and hope we don't, is that deem the articles delivered upon passage, set a date certain for the trial, give the House notice we're going to start the trial this date, send managers over to present your case. If you don't, dismiss it for lack of prosecution.
Graham believes a trial in the Senate could begin as early as next week. The Democratic-led House passes a largely symbolic measure opposing further military force against Iran without congressional authorization. President Trump speaking at one of his Keep America Great Again rallies, this one being held in Toledo, Ohio. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code U.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
We'll be right back.
and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War. I told you when I got back, I talked to you a little bit about Gavin Newsom. I'm going to try and keep it brief because I got an interview I forgot to tell you about. It actually slipped my mind because the interview is with the great Alan Dershowitz, probably the greatest lawyer in America, the greatest lawyer in the world, greatest legal mind in the world, brilliant guy. Interviewed him earlier today, and we talked about Trump and his strike on the Iranian general Soleimani, and also about what's happening with Nancy Pelosi and the impeachment notes being handed over to the Senate. I wanted to get the thoughts of the greatest legal mind in the country today, and we'll have that Dershowitz interview in a matter of seconds. But I do want to mention that Newsom's offering free health care to legal aliens. And what you need to know is, as shocking as that is, and as wrong as that is, they already give illegals free health care, because Newsom signed a law last July that expanded Medi-Cal to illegal aliens under the age of 26, making the state the first one in America to offer free health care to adults in the United States. And California has already offered free health care to illegal alien children from the date of birth to up to age 19 since 2015. So all illegal aliens, all the kids, all the teens, all the young adults up to 25, and now all the seniors, all get free health care. Well, you and I pay for our health care. You're not fighting mad over that? That's not a ripoff? This is insane. How would I explain it? I'm going to do it off the top of my head because I don't even know if it's going to sound right. I've got to think of something here. You work for a company, and you've been there 30 years, and you pay for your own health care. Then they hire a new guy who isn't even legal, and he gets it free from the first day. Would you not freak out? Would you not think that was fraud? Do you not think you got ripped off? That's what they're doing to Americans. Why don't you give free health care to vets? How about homeless vets? Why are you giving free health care to all forms of illegals, but nothing to American citizens, and vets wait on lines at the VA and die? If you're not mad, something's wrong. All right, my interview earlier today with Alan Dershowitz, coming up right now. The key is he is the smartest. All right, Wayne Allyn Root with a fantastic guest, one of the most celebrated lawyers in America, I think in the world, you would argue, Alan Dershowitz. He's a professor, or has been a professor, at Harvard Law School for over 50 years. He's now emeritus. His new book, Guilt by Accusation, The Challenge of Proving Innocence in the Age of Me Too, is a great book. Grab a copy, Guilt by Association. Alan Dershowitz, how are you?
Well, thanks. You don't even have to grab a copy. You go on Kindle for $2. You get to read my 120 pages, plus all the appendices, which will show you what's wrong with the abuses of the Me Too movement and how somebody like me can be falsely accused, prove his innocence, and yet people still believe it.
All right. Well, Alan, you're my favorite Democrats. That's why we have you on again and again on the show, and I want to grab a copy of that book as well on Kindle, so it's great stuff. My daughter, by the way, a Harvard grad, so you're one of my favorites.
Great.
And your column is out in the Wall Street Journal, and it's called Easy Call, The Strike on Soleimani Was Lawful. Tell us about it.
It's not even a close case. This is the paradigm of the kind of person who can and should be subject to targeted killing. He's a combatant. He's a uniformed member of the military. Those are proper targets when they attack the United States. He had attacked the United States, attacking the U.S. Embassy, shooting down a drone, killing an American contractor. There were threats that he would continue to kill American citizens, both military and civilian. We were in the country lawfully. It was much, much clearer case constitutionally and under international law than the killing of Osama bin Laden under the orders of Barack Obama. I supported the targeted killing by Obama of Osama bin Laden. I supported that as legal. This is even more lawful, and anybody who says it isn't is confusing policy with the law, and you shouldn't do that. The law says it's lawful. If you disagree about the policy, okay, have that debate. But don't do what's happening now with the impeachment. Confuse constitutionality with policy. You disagree with Trump's policies, fine, don't vote for him. But don't impeach him if he hasn't committed impeachable offenses. And don't tell us that the killing of Soleimani was not lawful when it was completely lawful. Say you disagree with the policy. That's fine.
Right. Well, you look, you're a reasonable guy. I'm a reasonable conservative. You're a reasonable Democrat. I couldn't stand Obama. I disagreed with all of his economic policies. And yet when it came to droning of enemy combatants and terrorists in the Middle East, of which he did thousands, I was on his side. I never criticized him. I thought he should do even more. When he killed Osama bin Laden, I was on his side. I'm a Republican who says when it comes to war and terrorism, we're Americans, not Republicans and Democrats. I think the criticism of Trump has been awful, just awful.
Look, I agree. Some of the criticism has been awful. I think some has been justified. I criticize his policies with regard to separating of families at the border. I'm not on his side when it comes to health care and climate control. But for me, bipartisanism means you support a president who you voted against. I voted against President Trump, but I support his policies on killing Soleimani. I support his recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and many other foreign policy. And I voted for Obama, and I strongly opposed many of his policies. That's what it means to be a bipartisan. And when it comes to national security, I think we should always try to unite around the president, unless we have very fundamental disagreements. But what the Democrats can't get away with doing is saying it's okay if Obama does it, but if Trump does exactly the same thing, we're going to oppose it, and we're going to introduce legislation to try to control the power of the president. First of all, any legislation controlling the power of the president as commander-in-chief of the armed forces in a case like Soleimani would be unconstitutional. The Constitution gives the president, not Congress, the power to decide how to deploy our troops. Now, Congress has the power to declare war or not to declare war, and other powers. They can refuse to raise money for the military, but what they can't do is micromanage the commander-in-chief's protection of our troops in a country in which we're entitled to be, like Iraq. We may not be in Iraq for long. We'll see. Those are questions of policy. But don't confuse policy with constitutionality.
And speaking of what's unconstitutional, isn't Pelosi's attempt to withhold the Senate trial unconstitutional?
Of course. The framers of the Constitution intended impeachment and removal to be the same process. You impeach in the House, you then send it to the Senate, they have a trial as to whether or not he should be removed. You can't just impeach and then not send the articles over to the Senate. That would be like a prosecutor saying, look, I know the guy's innocent. I know no jury will convict him, but I can get a grand jury to indict him because you can get a grand jury to indict a ham sandwich. So we can just indict this guy. We're not going to get a trial. And therefore, what we're going to do is let it hang over his head for the rest of his life that he is an indicted person. Nobody would stand for that. The Constitution provides for a speedy trial. And Federalist 65, Hamilton talks about a speedy determination by the Senate of any impeachment. You can't let it hang around the way Pelosi is doing it, especially the hypocrisy. She charges him with abuse of Congress because he demanded that there be court proceedings before he has the executive branch comply with legislative subpoenas. They said, no, we don't have enough time for that. We're in a rush. We want to impeach now. And so they impeach before they go to the courts. And now they say, what's the rush? We have plenty of time. We don't have to send over the articles of impeachment. That's utter hypocrisy. And this is a Democrat calling his Democratic colleagues hypocrites.
All right, we have about a minute left. Give me the Monica Notes, the Cliff Notes review of your new book, Guilt by Accusation, The Challenge of Proving Innocence in the Age of Me Too. Tell us why everyone should want a copy.
Well, because it could happen to you if it happened to me. I'm a guy who never had sex with anybody but my wife during the relevant time period, 50 years at Harvard, no accusations. I've never done anything wrong when it comes to anything regarding sex. And yet I'm accused falsely by a woman who has a long history of lying. She falsely accused Tipper Gore, Al Gore, Bill Clinton, a range of other people, lied about her age. We found emails from her to a friend in which she admits she never met me. Her friend says, put Dershowitz in the book anyway, even if you didn't meet him. It'll help you make money. She puts me in the book as somebody she did not have sex with. Then her lawyer, not knowing he's being recorded, tells me, oh, she's wrong, simply wrong. It was impossible for you to have been in any of those places. The former head of the FBI investigates and finds that it's totally invalid. And yet people believe her because she's a woman. If a woman makes an accusation, you have to believe it. And that's why you have to read this book, $2 on Kindle, and make sure that what happened to me doesn't happen to your son, your grandson, your uncle, your husband, your father. Because you have to fight back. This is an abuse of the Me Too movement. You know, Eric Hoffer, the philosopher, once said, every cause starts as a movement, then it becomes a business, then a racket. And I'm trying to stop Me Too from becoming a racket where people make up stories and accuse people and try to get money from doing so. And there's no punishment if you're caught. My accuser has been caught lying. She's been caught committing perjury by her own emails, and yet nobody's going to prosecute her, nobody's going to put her in jail. That just encourages sleazy lawyers to encourage money-grubbing women to make up false stories about innocent people.
All right, Alan Dershowitz, obviously a good man, obviously falsely accused, and we stand with Alan Dershowitz. And I really thank you for being a reasonable guy and a common sense guy and a bipartisan guy, even though you're a Democrat, willing to cross the aisle when it's the right issue, and we applaud you for it. Thank you, Alan.
Well,
thanks for coming on
Wainwright
Show. All right, clearly a good guy. I've actually never in my life heard a leading politician ever say on TV, "I've been faithful to my wife for 50 years." That's why he's not a politician. He's a lawyer and a legal scholar and a great guy. 50 years I've been married, never had sex with another woman. That's a pretty bold statement to make. It's pretty darn likely to be true if you're willing to make something like that on TV. And yet this woman named him as one of the people involved in that whole terrible mess with Jeffrey Epstein. So I'm sorry for the mess that she got you in, Alan Dershowitz. You're obviously a good man, good moral man, and we appreciate that. And he's the only Democrat I know that constantly defends Trump when he's right. That's amazing. It's kind of amazing. When we get back, I want to tell you about over 90% of illegal aliens arrested in 2019 had criminal convictions or pending charges with an average of 4 crimes per alien. Then I want to tell you about Peter Schweitzer. He's out with a new book. We'll have him as a guest on this show soon. His new book comes out in about 2 weeks or so, and it's going to rip the lid off corruption by Democrats like Joe Biden. Massive corruption. Coming up next, a message from my sponsor, Dr. Joe Williams, VacationRestoration.com. You're a guy, you have thinning hair, having a free trip to Vegas and a full head of hair. Can't beat that. Dr. Joe will give it to you now. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Roof. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My 4 children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today. 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Rates, policy points, and availability vary by state.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyn Roof. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you from the world-famous War Room, deep inside Wayne Manor, in the country I call Trump Land. I am American-made and proud of it. You can always find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. And I love to quote the immortal words of John Wick. That's kind of an insider thing. You know, you got to watch the John Wick movies with Keanu Reeves. But John Wick said, if you want peace, prepare for war. And I think, you know, kind of like the words of Sun Tzu, very interesting wisdom. If you want peace, prepare for war. Very important. The Democratic Party spends their lives talking peace, and therefore you get war. We spend our lives preparing and talking about war, and therefore we get peace. Over 90% of illegal aliens arrested in 2019 had criminal convictions or pending charges. Here's the story from Judicial Watch. Let's see. It included this 90% of illegal aliens arrested last year included 56,000 assaults, thousands of sex crimes, robberies, homicides, and kidnappings. Many had extensive criminal histories with multiple convictions, according to ICE's year-end report. Altogether, it was 123,000 illegal aliens arrested by the agency's enforcement and removal operations in 2019, and they had 489,000 criminal convictions and pending charges, so an average of four per person per illegal arrested, representing and highlighting the recidivist nature of illegal aliens, and also representing the fact that we are getting screwed by our own government and by open borders and by the Democrat Party and by sanctuary cities. They let these people roam free, and they're guilty of multiple serious crimes, and they don't want us to arrest them, and they won't hand them over to ICE. Quite amazing. All right, so I told you I'd tell you about Peter Schweitzer, and he's going to be a guest on our show soon enough. He's got a book set to upend official Washington, D.C. He's the investigative author behind the game-changing New York Times bestsellers Clinton Cash and Secret Empires. And now he's dropping another bombshell book that his publisher says will upend official Washington. It's called Profiles in Corruption. Remember, there was a great book. Was it John McCain's book? I don't know. There was a book out called Profiles in Courage. And it was a Kennedy's book? Kennedy's book? JFK's book? Profiles in Courage. This is Profiles in Corruption. Abuse of Power by America's Progressive Elite. It's being put out by HarperCollins. And on the cover is photos of Joe Biden Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Amy Klobuchar, Kamala Harris, and Cory Booker. They're all getting rich. I told you. That's what the whole Democratic Party is set up for. And the book is set to reveal how the Biden family siphoned millions in taxpayer cash. And Hunter Biden is just the tip of the iceberg. And I guarantee you, I said this on my radio show earlier today. You know, I don't get rich in this business. I wish I did. You don't get rich talking about stuff on TV and radio. You get rich writing a book and selling several hundred thousand copies. You make $1 million. He's going to get rich because he's going to disclose that book, I guarantee you. The main meat of it, besides Ukraine, is going to be that Hunter Biden and John Kerry's son and another famous Democrat son, whose name escapes me, but it was another biggie, another guy, it might have been Pelosi's son, I can't remember if it was or not, but it was three big Democrat sons of powerful, amazing Democrat politicians, and I say that amazing word, kind of with a wink and a nod. They're amazing in how they rip off the American public. They're amazing in the BS that comes out of their mouth. They're not in office to help poor people or black people. They're in office to enrich themselves and make their families rich for generations to come. But I disclosed on this show how Hunter Biden was part of a company that got, I think it was like $140 million in government guaranteed loans to invest in mortgage-backed securities that were failing with banks all around America. And they got this sweetheart deal that if the mortgages went down, because the people, you know, short-sold their house or bankrupted or foreclosed, then they wouldn't lose a penny. The government would pick up the losses. But if the mortgages reversed and things went well and it went up, they get to keep the profits. That's the greatest deal I've ever heard in my entire life. And I've never gotten a sweetheart deal like that. Have you? And so I guarantee you he's going to write a book. He's going to make $1 million disclosing what I've already told you for free on TV. That's the biggest scam. It's not even Ukraine. Although I'm sure they stole not a million or two. I'm sure they stole tens of millions or hundreds of millions in Ukraine because they were giving away billions in foreign aid. And I'm sure they stole billions in the Iran treaty. I think John Kerry and Ben Rhodes and all of them, I'm just guessing, stole billions out of the $150 billion we gave Iran. They were so for that deal. They wanted that deal so badly. They panted for that deal because they were getting rich off that deal. Can't anybody see that? Wow. How much time we got left, Chris? All right. And then, so we have a minute left in the show. Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren held a strategy call with a pro-Iran group. There's no time to even tell you about it, so I'll save that for tomorrow. I'll try and lead off the show if there's no huge breaking news. Tomorrow, tell you about how this is how the Democrats all get rich, and that makes them traitors, in my opinion. If you take money from pro-Iran groups that are tied to the Iranian government to come out against Trump and his missile strike against a vicious madman, mass-murdering terrorist, you're a traitor. And these are U.S. Senators, Warren and Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, taking money, not directly from a foreign government, but from groups that are tied to the Iranian terrorist rogue state. I don't know how this is allowed. I don't know how you get away with it. All right, have a great night. Fight back. Fight with everything you got and support President Trump. And keep watching this show because I'll tell you the real truth. Shoot for the hip and straight from the heart from Wayne Allyn Root. Also, stay tuned for a message from my sponsor, My Doctor Suggests. I call My Doc Suggests for short. Cold and flu season's here. I don't get colds. I don't get flu. And the reason why is My Doctor Suggests. You need the stuff they're selling. Coming up next.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down the floor for my medical conferences, but since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.